Hi there, welcome to another podcast from Andy Poulton, your Chief SEO Officer. Have a listen, I hope you find it useful. Hi, welcome to another podcast by Andy Poulton, your Chief SEO Officer. Wow, 2020, what a year, huh? One thing's for certain, 2020 is one year that'll never be forgotten. COVID, lockdown, furlough, words that have been added to the canon of speech this year. And to cap it all, believe it or not, Christmas is just around the corner and the world is still full of massive levels of uncertainty, despite the cracking news about all the vaccines that are becoming available. Whether you're working from home, working in an office, or out and about, I know that as Christmas approaches, the big wind down starts to feature heavily in our minds. There's nothing wrong with looking forward to Christmas, but it's important that you don't allow your cybersecurity guard to fall too. Why not? Well, it's simple. The hackers and cyber criminals won't. If anything, they'll be upping their activity because they know that our minds will be on other things. In previous years, we'd have been looking forward to Christmas markets, Christmas parties, gifts, food, television, and everything else that's associated with the season of goodwill. Everything that pulls us away from the primary security focus. Our vigilance must remain high, both in the office and when working from home, whether it's personal email or business email. Keep your eyes open for suspicious looking emails, especially those coming from unexpected quarters with messages that promise much. In these financially tight times, things that look like tax refunds or deliveries of items that you don't remember ordering might look like welcome entries in your inbox. But beware, treat them with caution. Treat them with ultra caution. Also, beware of emails with links to websites that look okay, but in reality are going to do you harm, or your finances harm anyway. And it's a good idea to take a fresh look at your password security. Turkish researcher Ata Hakil analysed more than 742 million passwords that have been revealed in data breaches, in other words hacks, that turned up on the dark web. Ata made a worrying number of discoveries. Of the 742 million passwords that he came across, only 169 million were unique, which just goes to show how frequently we reuse passwords and how many passwords are used by a lot of people. Are you guilty of that? Let's have a look at the worst passwords of 2020. I always like to do a worst passwords of the year, and it's really disappointing to see that not a lot has changed in good, top of the pop style, starting at number 10. It's a new entry. It's 123456789 0. At number 9, 1234. Yep, good, simple old 1234. Up from 10 in 2019, at number 8, it's 111111. And a brand new entry coming in at number 7, 123123. Rising one place from number 7 in 2019, at number 6, it's 123456789. And at number 5, slipping two places, it's password. Falling one place from 2019, at number 4, it's QWERTY. Yep, QWERTY. And up one place from number 4 in 2019, at number 3, it's passwords. Imaginative, huh? And climbing one place to number 2, 123456789. Creative, huh? And holding on to number 1, as it did in 2018 and 2019, it's 123456. And disturbingly, at least 1 in 10 people have used at least one of these poor passwords. And I really, really hope you're not one of them. Data breaches, hacks, are inevitable. The hackers are always looking for an edge. They're always looking for financial gain. That will never stop. All we can do is to make it really, really hard for the hackers to get our data. And to be as secure as possible, you need to use strong, unique passwords for each individual account that you have. I'll say that again. You need to use strong, unique passwords for each individual account that you have. This makes the theft of one password much less of a disaster than it would be if you'd used the same or close variants across all of your accounts. I've got about 749 passwords. That's because I've got access to a lot of client accounts for work that I do. 749 unique, strong passwords. At least 16 characters. But what is a strong password? Ideally, a strong password isn't a word at all. The best ones are passphrases comprising of a random combination of words with 12 characters or more, mixing alphanumerics, upper, lowercase characters and symbols. Think of a nonsense phrase or even a line from your favourite song. Science friction burns my fingers, for example. Now, run the words together. Use hyphens, underscores and number substitution. So you could come up with something like capital S, C, 1, 3, N, C, E, hyphen, F, R, I, C, T, I, 0, N, capital B, U, R, N, S, capital M, Y, underscore, capital F, I, N, G, E, R, 5, percentage sign. And that's one password. You need a unique one for every account that you have. Now, I know that that's a challenge to remember. How can you remember it? Well, you could write it down. But what happens if you leave your list at home? Okay, so maybe you have two lists. You photocopy it. What happens if you leave your list on the train? Not only now have you lost your list, but somebody else has got it. So why not go for a password manager? I mean, there's no way that I could remember all those passwords. I struggle to remember four important ones. And that's why I use a password manager. Not only does it store all of my passwords in a safe place, but it also generates new, random ones for me every time I need a new, fresh, strong password. There are loads of great password managers out there. Personally, I use LastPass. This is because it was one of the first ones, it was certainly the first one I came across, that would integrate with my browser and be available across all of my devices. Desktop, laptop, Chromebook, phone and tablet. So wherever I was, I always had my passwords with me. And it's secured by one strong password. So that's the only password I have to remember. And TechRadar, the technology magazine, recently reviewed password managers, and their top 10 free and paid for password managers is as follows. Counting down from number 10, in number 10, it's Zoho Vault. At number 9, MSecure. At number 8, LogMeOnce. Number 7, Bitwarden. Number 6, Keeper. Number 5, LastPass. Number 4, 1Password. Number 3, RoboForm. Number 2, NordPass. And number 1, Dashlane. If you go to techradar.com and just do a search for password managers, you can read their reviews of all of the 10. And don't forget, your web browser probably has a password manager built in, and it may even generate new ones for you. But you need to be careful with the settings, because otherwise it may not synchronize across all of your devices. And please, if this applies to you, stop using password or 123456789 or anything similar to those and use a password manager, please. Hope you have a great Christmas, hope you have a wonderful new year, and hopefully in 2021 we'll be waving goodbye to coronavirus. And I look forward to talking to you in the new year. But don't forget, if you need any help, just ask. Hunt me down on social media, just search Andy Poulton, or give me a call, or send me an email. My contact details are coming up right now. You've just been listening to a podcast by Andy Poulton, your Chief SEO Officer. You can reach me on 01793 23 80 20 or hunt me down on social media, Twitter and LinkedIn. Just search Andy Poulton. Thanks for listening.